Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is former Interstate Stream Commission Director and Gila River Champion, Norm Gaum, to talk to us about the recently designated most endangered river, New Mexico's last free-flowing river. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. How did this project come about?
This project has a long history. It began in the 1960s when Arizona was trying to get the Central Arizona Project, a huge project to pump water from the Colorado River to Tucson and Phoenix. They were trying to get their project authorized through the Congress. And the bill had to go through a Senate committee chaired by a senior New Mexico senator named Clinton P. Anderson. Senator Anderson said that if Arizona was going to get their bill heard in his committee, then the Central Arizona Project had to include a New Mexico unit, which is another name for the Gila Diversion Project. Well, that bill passed in 1968, and the federal government had three major attempts to put a dam on the Gila River. They were called Hooker Dam, Connor Dam, and Mangus Creek. And by the 1980s, all of them had failed. But this latest incarnation of an attempt to dam the Gila River came about in 2004 under similar circumstances. Senior New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici was chair of that same committee. Senator Kyle from Arizona was trying to get an Indian water rights settlement passed, and the bill had to go through Senator Domenici's committee. And Senator Domenici tinkered with the authorization from 1968, and this project has been underway since 2004.
And so the designation of being the most endangered river was done by American Rivers, an organization from 1973 based in Washington, D.C. What makes the Gila the most endangered river?
Well, it's a unique wild river. It has a largely intact ecosystem. It's home to seven endangered species that are listed by the federal government, two snakes, two fishes, two birds, and a frog. Climate change is going to impact this river substantially, but the trigger is this diversion project, which would destroy the wild character of the river and damage the ecosystem.
And how does it affect the fish and the wildlife habitat?
Well, these endangered species depend on the extreme variability of the river for their habitats, and the project would affect that in two ways. One, it would tend to regulate the river more, and it would also introduce predators for the river because predators for these species, these endangered species, because the water storage ponds that they propose would be home for predators that would treat these endangered species as their food.
And what predators would those be?
Well, specifically, it's bullfrog and crayfish and some other trash fish that eat the little native fish.
And what is the project?
Well, as I said, this project has been evolving over the last 15 years. It was authorized in 2004 in the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission, which is New Mexico's water planning and development agency. I used to be the director of it. Did a number of studies. Governor Richardson was opposed to the project. But after he left office, their work began in earnest. And they were close to their deadline that's established in the federal law. By the end of 2014, the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission was required to tell the Secretary of the Interior whether or not it intended to build this diversion project. By that time, all of its ideas had fallen apart. Its major idea was determined to cost $1 billion to develop a tiny little amount of water. And so when the deadline arose, they didn't have a project. All they had was the desire to build a project. So they notified the Secretary of the Interior that they wished to proceed, and then they basically handed it over to a local proponents group, which the state of New Mexico formed. It's called the New Mexico Central Arizona Project Entity. And this group has been working since 2015 to try to define a project to develop the water right that the federal government awarded in this 2004 federal law.
And these water rights were going to the copper mines?
No. One of the problems that the Interstate Stream Commission was supposed to address is who would get the water. Because, well, in the western United States, water rights are awarded by seniority when they were first, basically, when the water was first put to beneficial use. The water right that the federal government awarded to the state of New Mexico is a strange right because it's the most junior right on the river. And in order to divert water from the Gila River, New Mexico must first pay the federal government $160 an acre foot to pump water from the Colorado River across the state of Arizona and deliver it to the Gila River to replace the water that New Mexico would take out upstream. So it's all very complicated. It's all very expensive. And ever since this New Mexico CAP entity, the local proponents group, was formed in 2015, they've been trying to define a project that would make sense. And they have utterly failed to do that. And they have a deadline that's approaching. By the end of 2019, the federal government must complete an environmental impact statement, a comprehensive analysis of the project and its impacts on the environment and the economics of the project. Well, the New Mexico CAP entity held an emergency meeting because two things had happened. One, they had gotten a letter from the Bureau of Reclamation, which is preparing this environmental impact statement, that they could not finish it by the deadline that's set in law. And if they don't finish it by the deadline that's set in law, then additional federal funding that was awarded in the law goes away. It's no longer there. And the other thing that had happened is Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham had vetoed $1.7 million of funding that they need to finish the environmental impact statement. So at this point, there is really no way for them to get that done.
So then how is this going to affect our communities?
I think there you have to get back to the value of the river itself. This is New Mexico's last wild river. It has an intact ecosystem. Scientists say that this is a reference river, that the rivers have been so altered by development and by taking water out of them that there are no rivers that are effectively unaffected except the Gila. So it's valuable for that sense. But you also, I think, need to appreciate the value of the Gila wilderness and the river and the whole setting there. Now, this area was so special that it was the first wilderness area in the United States that was ever set aside. And it was done by the Forest Service in the 1920s, a long time ago. And one of the reasons it was designated a wilderness area was because the Gila River comes out of the mountains there. That's where the river is born. And it's a very special place. People enjoy the river and the wilderness. It just has values that we find pretty rare in our urban, very busy society. It's a place where people go to recharge. It's a national treasure. It doesn't just belong to the people in southwest New Mexico.
It belongs to the entire nation and to the world.
It does.
Because we do get visitors from around the world.
We do. And Silver City depends to a very large extent on the recreational economy that is centered around the wilderness and the river. I mean, people come to southwest New Mexico to see the native birds, you know, to add to their bird counts, to see the wild places, to enjoy them. Again, it's a unique and very special place.
And how can concerned citizens help so that the Gila River will not continue to be endangered?
Well, maybe the most effective thing that New Mexicans can do right now would be to contact the governor and to thank her for her policy position. She said in a campaign piece before the election that she would end work on the Gila Diversion Project. The state has spent $15 million in 15 years and still doesn't have a firm plan for how they want to move ahead. So it's just waste. The governor's action would both protect the river and stop the waste. And maybe, I'm not going to say most importantly, but very importantly, there is a lot of federal money that is available that can be spent on any water supply project in the four counties of southwest New Mexico, Catron, Grant, Hidalgo, and Luna. Any project that meets a water supply demand is eligible for the federal funding. And if the waste is stopped now, there will be on the order of $75 million in federal money available to improve the water systems of all the public water systems in those four counties. That's huge. And the needs are large. You know, as an example, the mining district, all the little communities that are south and east of Silver City don't have good water supplies. And the reason they don't, the communities are where they are because that's where the mines were. The mines are in the hard rock areas. So the Members Basin Aquifer, which is where the water comes from in that area, is very thin. They're at the edge of the aquifer, and they don't have much water. One of the projects that has been proposed would drill deep wells in the Members Basin out by the Grant County Airport, where the saturated thickness of the Members Basin Aquifer is over 1,000 feet. And those wells would pump into a pipeline on the south. All of the mining district communities and the colonias that now don't have a good water supply would have access to bulk, safe water through this regional pipeline. And Silver City, who donated the water rights for this, it's called the Grant County Regional Water Project, would supply water from the north end. So basically there would be multiple water sources. The water would be safe. It would be reliable. Their water supplies would be resilient. And there are other needs throughout the four counties like that that could be funded from this. So instead of pursuing this water development dream that the proponents have, which can't be fulfilled, to continue to spend money on that would be, as I said, wasteful. The money should be put to good use. And that's what the governor in her policy has said she will do.
And what is the governor's policy on the project? Did she make a statement on that?
She did. About a week before the election, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued an 8-page water plan. And it's quite good. I'm a water professional. I've been in the business my whole life. I think it's excellent, all the points. She has one paragraph about the Gila River, and it's entitled End Work on the Gila Diversion Project. She goes on to say that with about a year left to secure approval for the diversion project, there's little to show for the millions spent. And she says we need to use the settlement money more efficiently on other projects that could help more people in southwest New Mexico. I think she's right on target there.
What was your passion in becoming involved?
I guess I have two sources of passion here. One is the river itself, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. And the second thing is I have a passion for good and honest government. And I think that the way the state government has handled this project, particularly under the Martinez administration, has been an abomination. The studies that have been done have been intended, I think, to obscure the facts and the economics. I mean, as an example, they've spent $15 million in planning, yet they don't have a single feasibility study. They are preparing a huge environmental impact statement that costs millions of dollars, but they've never examined the feasibility of the project or the economics. So in a normal world, the engineers and the scientists would say what's possible and what the alternatives are, and then there would be a process for the people to decide what they wanted to do. In this case, the government has acted, as I said, to hide the facts and to obscure the economics, because this project simply won't work, yet they propose to continue to spend a ton of money on it. Now, my other passion comes from the river, and I guess that's really where the passion is. I mean, I believe very sincerely in good and honest government, but I love the Gila River. I went to grade school in Deming. My family didn't have much money. We went to the mountains for recreation. I was exposed to it. I started canoeing the Gila River when I was a young man in my 30s. And it's been a source of recharge and renewal, and I have a deep appreciation for the place. And I think it is just not right to take this remaining last wild river and spend a lot of money that has better uses in order to get a tiny amount of water that would be so expensive that nobody could afford it for just a few people. Actually, they don't even have anybody signed up to take the water.
To find out more about this project and about what our communities can do to help, they can go to the websites AmericanRivers.org and GilaConservation.org.
Right. The Gila Conservation Coalition is an alliance of three organizations, the Gila Resources Information Project, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance. So they formed this group to basically fight this diversion project. It's been underway for 15 years. I have been helping them since 2014, but there's lots of good information on that website. And if you were to Google Gila River, Endangered River, or Laura Paskus, who is a reporter for the New Mexico Political Report, she has an excellent article on the most recent emergency meeting of the local proponents group.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down all the way from Albuquerque to talk to us about the most endangered river, the Gila River. Advocate for the Gila River, Norm Gom.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.